Did anybody have an experience that made you think, I never want to do this again? For real, because I want to talk to you if you do. Okay, awesome. All right, well, listen, if someone from your group, you can just elect someone from your group to share, or this is a small group, so we'll pass the mic around. So anybody have a testimony they want to share?
Okay.
Well, my Father Bob right here, the guy and his children, we got the chance to experience healing and salvation. We had First Lady when we got out, asked her about prayer. She had a problem with her shoulder. And the young lady right here, Abby, yeah, she laid her hands on her shoulder. She felt tingling. And the Lord healed her. And then God started speaking prophetically about some things, you know, that she had been going through. And then we went to another family who was, you know, I knew them, and I knew they kind of, you know, would be rough just from me growing up around them as a child. Well, we did pray for them, and then we met four young men who were athletes at our local school, and we ended up leading them to the Lord. And then we had two encounters with people that had pain in their right knee. And the Lord healed them immediately after prayer. Even one young man, he started walking up the stairs and trying his leg out. You know, it's like, whoa, it's gone. So that was our experience. We actually went to the projects and ministered to the people. So that was very interesting. The Lord gave him a picture of the projects, and we just rolled with it. And Father Bob lives in that area, so we went to the projects by his house. I believe if we had went to the other one, we probably wouldn't be here now. Because there would be so many people that had needs, you know. And not here now, you know, but, you know, they would need a little bit more ministering to and praying for, and, you know, they gravitate to people that do stuff like that. So, but overall, we had a great experience, and I was more than honored to see that young lady actually use her hand and God heal through that. That's something she'll never forget, you know. So those were our encounters.
When we got in our group, what's her name again? Sweeney and my daughter and me, we all went together. And when we started praying, immediately the first image I got was a crow. And I was like, okay, I know what crows are. Okay, I know what that means. And I was like, as we were driving, he goes, well, I want to go to, was it George Washington area, and we're gonna, he just had a strong feeling to go that area. I was like, I don't know where we're going. I'm new here, so okay. So we just went on an adventure, and as I kept he kept driving, he's like, the crows, they mean provision. I was like, okay. And then I got a lady in a red shirt image, and I was like, I need to find somebody with a red shirt. And as we're turning to go to George Washington area, there is a lady that was limping on the street, and she was wearing a red shirt, and I was like, pull over, it's her. And so we went over, and we asked her, do you have pain? And she goes, yes, my leg, you know, and it's been hurting. And so we prayed over her, and the first time she said it was kind of like dwindled down, and it was still kind of there. So we prayed a second time, and then it was full on just healing, and she was praising Jesus, and she was really happy. And I told her, the crows were for you. And she goes, what? I was like, the crows mean provision. And you've been asking the Lord for provision for breakthroughs. And he says, those crows, just like he feeds them, he's going to give you everything that you've been asking. Your breakthrough is coming for you. And so then we ended up in George Washington area, and we met. Then again, the Lord gave me the color white. And I was like, okay, what is white? And I'm thinking a car. And he goes, no, it's somebody wearing white. And I was like, okay. And so we kind of got in a deadlock, and we're trying to turn around, and there's a car parked, and there's two ladies in there, and one of them is wearing a white sweater. And I was like, ooh, okay. And so we introduced ourselves to them. We prayed over her. She is actually pregnant and was really worried about how to raise her child, and, you know, and worried that whatever's been attached to her might be attached to her child. So we prayed for that breaking, and she really felt it. And then she had a friend that was sitting next to her that just kind of came walking by, and we're like, can we pray for you too? She goes, sure. And we gave her just a wonderful word too. And then Belen from the beginning kept telling me, I keep seeing a statue of a lady, like in, like a statue like you would see in a cemetery. And I'm like, well, I know the Live Oak Cemetery is over here. And she goes, I'm like, I kept asking her, is this the lady? She goes, no. And I'm like, is this the lady? She goes, no, it's blonde. And she's like, I keep getting the color blonde. And I was like, okay. So we go through the Live Oak Cemetery. We're driving. We're like, we don't see anybody here. Maybe we missed it. And as we're going deeper in, there's a car in the corner. And then God goes, she's got the blonde, you've got the blue. And I was like, what? And so we pull up, and this couple, and their name is Grayson's. The Graysons, and they were sitting there, and they were attending their family's graveyard, and they were saying they were the last two of their family, you know, and yep. And so she had the word for her, and, you know, gave her a word, and we prayed over them, and it was just like, it was amazing to know that, you know, the Lord was guiding her and I with imagery to find the people that we needed to do and talk to. So yeah. Oh, and another thing. You know how I've been dealing with pain? As soon as I prayed for that lady, the pain here went away. And when I prayed for the lady with the baby, my ankle stopped hurting.
Hey. Yeah, that's a couple of things I want to point out from that is, yeah, sometimes when we need healing, the best thing to do is pray for people for healing. I mean, we think, you know, I can't pray for people for healing because I need healing, or I can't pray for people for faith because I don't have faith. Best thing you can do is do that. And the other thing from your stories is, like, people are spiritual. They have spiritual questions. Like, she knew something was on her. She didn't want to get on her baby. And we have the answer to that, you know. She felt it break in the name of Jesus. So that's awesome. And John?
We went there, and we came back. Yeah, so I was creeping up on people in the cemetery, you know, like, be thoughtful, or go, hey, God's asked to pray for you. wasn't kindly freezing here, but I think it was family, but I don't know, because after we got a friend, yeah, we prayed into this nice priest from Christ the King this morning there. So then you met an older gentleman this morning.
Why do you think I'm older?
No, anyways, that was really gracious and kind of paved the way for us to go meet somebody that already had been introduced one of you all already, because I can pray for people in the cemetery.
Does anybody else have a testimony they want to share? It doesn't have to be. Keep going with that.
Yeah. Trish, you can share too. You want to share your part? Okay, I'll start. But then I'll pass it off because we had so many different encounters. There were five of us. And so we went to the mall because my mom heard Belk and I heard a hot dog. And so we thought maybe there's, like, you know, it's all together in the mall. So Wendy said, so we went to the mall. We walked in immediately. There was a little kiosk in the front and we saw a woman. And Wendy approached her. Her name was Lenora. And she had a really bad, do you know her? No. Okay. She had a really bad allergic reaction with her leg and was having a ton of pain from her knee down on her left side. And the Lord had told me left leg. And I saw a picture of, like, that. So I was like, that's crazy. So then some prayed for her, and after praying a couple times, she said that it was feeling a lot better, and then she was standing on it. She was like, oh my gosh, I'm standing on it. Before, she had been standing like this, and then she was like doing this. So that was really, really cool. And then, Wendy, do you want to talk about the other man you prayed for? Because I wasn't a part of that. Chris, Mark and Chris. Yeah. But I will say at the hot dog, though, so we saw the hot dog. There was a place, and it had a big hot dog on the menu, like a big picture, and I was like, all right. So Melissa and I walked in, and I just sort of like poked in. I was like, hey. She's like, can I help you? I was like, can I help you? But but basically just asked, you know, is there anything, you know, we're praying for people, or it's kind of weird, but can we pray for you? And she was like, well, actually, yeah, you can pray for my health. I was like, well, do you have anything specifically going on in your body we can pray for? And she said, well, I have MS. And we were like, okay. So got to pray over her, and felt like she was kind of shy, but I really believe the Lord's going to heal her. And then her name is Tiffany, so amen. And then the next woman came up, her name was Annie, and then Melissa got to pray over her. It was really sweet, and the Lord had a word for her as well. She had just lost her brother a month ago. So that was just all from the hot dog. Oh, and then we were at Belk, and I overheard a man buying a back massager and talking about how he had been to the chiropractor, and I was like, so we kind of stepped up and talked to him and prayed for him, and he said that his back was feeling a little bit better too. So that was cool.
Yeah, I just want to highlight a couple things from that. One is, like, we don't necessarily always need a word of knowledge. You know, it's crazy, and I think Dan, your wife, was talking about this earlier. Just like the things you start here, the Lord will send people, like, just create, and so it's the Lord. If you could be just walking on someone, just as soon as you pass, and they'll say, man, my shoulder is killing me, you know, or whatever. And the other thing is, you know, Jesus made this statement. He said, what's easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or take up your bed and walk? The point he's making is they're both as easy to say, because it's about the power and authority that we carry. So you may come across something you've never seen healed before, but go for it. I'm telling you, it's just as easy for the Lord to heal a headache as it is for him to heal stage 4 cancer. It really is. And it's just as impossible for us to heal a headache in our own strength as it is stage 4 cancer. Just pray with faith, childlike faith. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Here you go, Wendy.
First of all, I want to say I am so proud of my team. We had folks, three, except for Annabeth, that they had not been out just approaching people before, and they were like, I'm sweating bullets. But they were so brave, and we got to pray. And if you'll do this with me, come up here, Trish. I'll stand up here with you so you won't have to be on the mic by yourself. How about that? See, I'm going to be like Bishop. He's discipling us. Call you out. Okay. So share about your hands when you prayed on the lady's leg.
Lenora's leg. So I've never laid hands on anybody. I mean, I've laid hands on my children, but not in a godly kind of, it was a that kind of way. It was a smite you kind of way. But Wendy put me totally in the, she's like, Trish, just go ahead. And I was like, okay. And so I did. But while my hands were on her, like, I felt the heat. I felt, and I was like, Lord, is this infection coming out of the, I don't know what is happening. But it really was. I did feel the heat as we were praying for, and I was like, hey, Lord, you're showing up. Okay. So we did it again, and it did it again. So who am I? I don't even know what I'm doing out there. I'm just trying to be obedient. So.
Okay. And tell about the gentleman.
Okay. So then Wendy makes, and she's like, okay, what about this girl? I'm like, no, don't want to approach that girl. And because she kind of walked off really fast, and I was like, I'm not chasing somebody. I'm not going to be that crazy person. Not going to chase somebody down and, like, tackle them. So we round a corner, and I see an elderly gentleman. I was like, oh, now him, I can go. Which sounds so bad when I say it out loud. Okay. So we approach this gentleman, and Wendy broke the ice. She's like my wingman. She broke the ice, and then I went in for it. And he was just so sweet, y'all. He had been in the hospital for 4 months, had had 15 strokes. Could not, what? Chester was his name. He was precious, y'all. he had, when he was released from the hospital, could not walk, but he was walking and living independently. And so we just prayed over here and loved on him. I don't know that we did, I did any of it right, but I loved on him, and I felt like, Lord, if I've done nothing else, I've loved on him today. So
amen.
He was precious, y'all.
Amen.
All okay, right. Wendy made awesome. Me do it.
Melissa, do you want to share? Janae, right quick? No, nope. Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jesus. You want to share one of our stories? Come on, man. No. All right, yeah, here. Absolutely, yeah.
Your hand up. I never feel any warmth. They might feel warmth.
Okay. Most of the time I lay hands on people, I don't feel any warmth, but they might feel warmth. But you did feel warmth, Trish, because I think the Lord was speaking to you directly that you were having an impact. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. Did you feel warmth when you touched it later? Okay.
In the same spot that she was actually feeling it. And as soon as, and that's how I felt that I knew that it was healed. I didn't feel it in my hand. I felt that the pressure that I was having in my back of my like gone completely.
Yeah, and so that's why that's awesome. It's just important to listen to the Holy Spirit, because sometimes He'll let you feel what someone else is feeling. So I'll ask, are you feeling like a heat or something? Sometimes we get to feel the sensations, we're reassured the Holy Spirit's working. Sometimes the pain just leaves. And sometimes, you know, we just, it may have been you being healed, but like sometimes I'm praying for someone and I feel a heat, even at any part. I'm like, are you feeling heat right now? They're like, yeah, I am. You know, so just the Holy Spirit, it's just cool that He speaks. Our bodies are instruments to hear from the Lord as well. So just really cool. Yes, please come, Raymond. Do you have a testimony?
We went the long way around because we went through this neighborhood and then we found ourselves out this way. And so we get to a point and we see Debbie drive by and she left after we did. So I'm here telling Abigail, see, we went the long way around. We could have just come across a short way. So she's like, but we'll see what happens. So anyway, when we got to the projects, we were with our brother George here. The first lady we met, she was telling us, I mean, she along the conversation, that I just happened to step out of my house. Then after Abigail had laid her hands on her, then she came around jumping like, Daddy, you see what I was telling you? Had we taken the shot away around, we'd have missed that lady. It's just about hearing God. And then now after we were done praying for her and we started walking away, I felt a certain kind of peace and calmness around her. So I just stepped back and I told her, you know, I sense peace around you. I sense just a tranquility about you. Those may not have been my exact words, but in that area. And then she just like, yeah, you know, people have told me that. They've told me that constantly because kids, when they come out of school, they gravitate towards me. So it was like just something that God just laid in my heart, and I was like, just mentioned it to her, and she confirmed it. I guess that's a word of knowledge that God is speaking. God was there, and He really ministered to that lady. What was her name? The first lady, Catherine. That God was there, and He is using us. And I'm not the kind of person to go out and approach people, but out there, I didn't feel nervous at all. But it's because maybe early on during lunch, we were with Brother David, and he's standing at this restaurant, this Mexican restaurant, waiting to be seated. And just because before we were being called in, Brother David grabs me. He come with me. He rushes out with me because he saw two gentlemen walk outside, and he approached them just boldly. I was like, okay, what are we doing here? So we went out to David, myself, and my wife, and he just started conversing with them, and we prayed over those gentlemen. And one of those guys had After asking him two times, he admitted he had a pain in his knee, and we prayed for him, and he said he felt much better. So I guess just the boldness that David had, just like on the spur of the moment, let's do it. I guess he broke style. So yeah.
Thank you. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you have to do it fast, or else you'll, you know. But it's not so much boldness. It's just, let me do it before I can think about it. So I feel like I have a testimony some of y'all need to hear. We went to Dollar General. We started at Dollar General, and we got to love on some people. But we prayed for two people that weren't healed. And we don't know why. They just weren't healed. And but we got to love on them. And we know Jesus came and showed up to them. So I feel like some of y'all need to be encouraged in that as well. Okay, so because... Yeah. Lionel, can you share a testimony or two?
But didn't you say the first guy that you all prayed for that had surgery, he was like, the pain just not going to go away. Thank you, but I'm still going to have pain. So in his mind, he just already had, well, you can pray, you can give me anointing oil, pain just not going to go away. So his mind was already made up. This is very new to me prophetically. Outreach, I'm used to prophetically in reach inside the church culture, but just going out there and just say, hey, this is the designated day, we're just going to go out and we're just going to be led by the Holy Spirit and see who he leads us to. So going out to Walmart, we all went in, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to take my jacket off so I can walk out, so I won't look so evangelistic and all that kind of stuff. So, and you was, you know, you looking all relaxing, and so I said, well, maybe there was a better approach. So when we went to Walmart, and this guy, we all were just led to him. And it just seems like he had just talked to God like 5 seconds ago and said, God, I need someone. I need an answer. And what was his name?
Charles.
And so that we was praying for Charles. Charles had back problem. Charles was so 100% receptive till we asked him, do this. Move your back, turn. He didn't care. It was 1,000 people around. He don't care. There was 1,000 people praying for him. He just wanted his miracle. And so he was just 100% receptive. And he came with another guy. And the guy saw that we was praying for him. The other guy was like, I don't want to be a part of this. Dropped the tissue in the basket. He was just rolling off. And I noticed when the other guy had dropped the toilet paper in a basket, we all noticed that there was a case of Budweiser in the basket. So we asked the guy, is there something that you want to be delivered from?
I didn't see that.
You didn't see, well, you didn't see it. Well, I saw it. Did you see it, Dan? Oh, y'all gonna leave me out like that? Okay, so I guess I'm the nosy person then. So I saw it. So I said, hey, is there anything that God want to deliver you from? And he was like, I have this alcohol addiction, and he was going on about this is not, and then I said, hey, is there anything that you have prayed to God and asked him, if you do this for me, then I do this for you? And he just said, his answer was, I just spoke to God last week and told him that if you do this for me, this is what I'm able to offer you. And so I said, this sounds like a marriage, a change of vows. And he was like, you know what? I do want to get back on the right path. I was in church. I got away from good people. I got out of the church, and my life just went for a turn. And so we led him back to Christ. He rededicated, and he was in the flow, and he was like, hey, I got blurry eye vision. And but now, see, my eyes are clearing up, and I can see better. And there's a settlement I'm looking for. And I said, oh, really? And so, because I mentioned to him, I said, there's something that's been held up. And he said, he's waiting on a settlement. And I said, well, look, you just said that you made a vow to the Lord, and there's an offering that you want to give him. And so I said, hey, there's Christ the King. You can present your offering to the Lord, and he's going to honor it. And it was, he was at the point where this can go, this conversation that he had with us, and the prayer for his, praying for his eyes, his back, could have just gone forever. He could have cared less who was around him. He could have cared less that the guy that he was with had zoomed off. He it didn't even matter. And he was just like, I can't believe that. He's like, you all was like heaven sent because I just talked to God and I needed this. He's like, and he's like, thank you all for coming. You all was meant. And so another experience was that because Dave is more, his approach is more gentle and graceful than mine's. I'm kind of like just like, we say all over. You don't know about that? Okay. And so there was another guy on our way out. He was just in the motion. He was just in the motion. And it was like we was really in sync because he was like, I see one. And when you said that, I spotted him too. So and we didn't even know that we actually had the same person in mind. So he came in. So I was like, hey, slow down. So David ministered to him. And I just thought, I was like, hey, let me ask you this question. Why are you moving so fast? Because why he was like, I said, you're looking at my legs, and I'm just, I said, what? Not about your, I'm not focused on your legs. I said, your mind. Why your mind just racing? You just got to just boom, 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 got to do this, got to do that. There's so much in your mind. He said, his response was, I'm a Taurus. I was like, uh-oh, this is a whole nother conversation, but we got to get back to Christ the King. I'm like, that's when he came in and said, hey, Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. He's like, yeah, yes, I know that. Jesus loves me. Jesus cares for you. Yes, Jesus cares for you. Jesus died on the cross. Yes, Jesus died on the cross. So he was like, everything was just fake. I said, slow down. And so I said, hey, I got, before you run off, I said, is there anything legally that's been held up for you? And he said, yes, but he's fast talking. He interjected and said, could you elaborate what's been held up? And he said that there's some unemployment benefits that my name is on it and has not been released. And we prayed for him in that area. He's like, hey. So he's like, we're going to tell everybody. He's like, where are you from? Okay, what church you go to? I'm going to let people know that you're real. And the first guy, the very first guy, he actually thought David was a psychic. And he was like, you a psychic? And David was like, no, we're not a psychic. We're not psychic people. We just hear from the Lord, and we just share what he tells us. So we had a great experience. I learned from this encounter that sometimes your approach cannot be always forceful, and you have to be more gentle with your approach, and everybody's now on the same level you're on, and this may be their first prophet experience or word of knowledge experience, so you have to take it slowly with them because so you won't lose them, and that's what I learned from it.
Okay. Anybody else? You got one burning in you? Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
So as soon as you prayed up there before we left, you prayed that God would give us pictures or words or whatever. As soon as you did that, I saw a picture of a white vehicle, and I thought food truck came to my mind, but it could have been a camper, just a big white square vehicle. So I shared that with our team, and none of us are from Selma, so it was like, food trucks, where are we? So we drove around and didn't find it. And we kept looking, we're thinking, well, time's going. You know, we want to stop somewhere, we want to pray. But I just couldn't let go of that. I just couldn't let go of it. And then I was remembering your story about the bridge, how you went there and nothing was happening. You left. So we need to go. So we need to find this. So we kept driving through. I don't know where we were. And then we ended up across the bridge at some kind of market. Remember the a market and a package store. It was like, let's just stop and talk to people and meet people. People were coming and going like crazy. So we just started praying with people. And Rick might want to tell some stories, but all of a sudden, a big white vehicle pulled up. Big white square thing down the parking lot. I said, Stacy, look. And so this is our divine appointment. Guy came out, looked tired. He looked at me like, uh-oh, how am I going to get away from her? But as we started talking to him, I just said, you know, we're just out here learning and how to pray with people. And sometimes God will show us pictures. He'll talk to us in pictures. And I just, before we out, he showed me your vehicle. And so when you pulled up, I was really excited. And I feel like he wants me to tell you that his eyes are on you. And he knows where you are and his heart is for you. Is there anything going on in your life? He goes, yes. And so he's less nervous. He's willing to talk to us. He goes, I am in a hurry, but, and he told us he had heart issues. He just found out he had some heart trouble. So we got to pray with him. But the look on his face when I was able to say, God knows where you are and he's with you, he's for you. It was priceless. And then we did get to pray with several other people that.
One thing that I really love about what you said is like just so natural, you know, like you don't have to be anything but yourself. You can just say, yeah, this is what happened. You know, we're learning, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people were going in and out of the store, and we had an opportunity to pray for quite a few people. There was a lady that she had a dollar bill pinned to her blouse, and she was kind of loud, and so when we went up to talk to her, she just started talking, and she was under the influence and talking about it was her birthday, and she was going to go home and smoke a blunt and get drunker than she was, and she had a bottle of vodka like clutched in her armpit. But yeah, she, you know, just a hurt, broken person. You know, we were praying in tongues, praying for her, talking with her. And, typical, I guess, of the people that we ran into today. You know, so many of them, they're really nice people, but they're broken. But, you know, they allowed us to pray with them. There was one guy that had bad knees, and I prayed for him for his knees, and I told him, well, when you come out of the store, if you didn't feel anything now, let me know when you come out of the store if you're walking on your knees okay. Sadly, we left before he came out of the store. But, you know, people were real nice, and there was a fair amount of people that were under the influence that we prayed for. And they all... probably half of them wanted prayer for their children. You know, their hearts were really for their children. So we got to pray for their children, and I don't know, we were more identifying with their humanity than anything. I guess we're all newbies at this, but it was really a good experience, and we did get to pray for quite a few people. And so we're just praying that, you know, for the people that nothing happened for them there at the spot, that it just ignited a spark. And that they're going to be thinking about Jesus in the coming days as they're confronted with the problems of their life and realize that they can be prayed for and pray themselves.
All right, we should probably wrap up so everyone can get dinner and whatever they're going to do. Did anybody feel uncomfortable today? Yeah, good, awesome, good. That's the good thing, though, because... you know, I just would say you know, some people's comfort level is, you know, I can pray for you in here, but I can't pray for someone out there. Someone's comfort level is much different, where they could go and talk to anyone, say anything, just as long as you're getting out of that comfort level for the Lord to use you, you know. And you may not have had just an over-the-top experience today. You may have, but you went, and the Lord honors that. And I just pray that, you know, what you experienced today, wherever you're at, you know, just be Jesus. So let me just pray for us, and then we can go. So Lord, you are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy of our cities. Lord, you're worthy of our discomfort. And we just praise you, and we just give you all the glory for everything that you did today, Lord. So I just ask right now for a cleansing, Lord, in your blood of everyone here. Just cleanse of everything that's not of you. We just command it to go in Jesus' name. I pray for a refreshment of your Holy Spirit to come and fill every person here. In Jesus' name, we worship you, Lord. Amen.